Bonjour, bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue. La diversité, diversité et unité. Je m'appelle Dr. Pamela Haskell. Good morning, everyone. It's been a while since I've been on the Diversity and Unity podcast. Welcome to my podcast. I am Dr. Pamela Haskell. I hope you all had a very happy Thanksgiving. And now we are into the Joyeux Noël saison, the Christmas season. And I would like to say hello to everyone in Spain. Hello to everyone in France, Canada, United States, to all my followers and listeners. Hello to everyone in Japan. Hello to everyone in China. All over the Asian and European continent in the United States of America, welcome. Today I want to talk about how something that's very close to my heart, and that is alleviating cross-cultural communication. I want to talk about this because I want people to understand, you know, a lot of times when we're dealing with people, for example, immigrants, and they don't necessarily have to be immigrants, but they could be people who are American, who are just, you know, proficient in their native language. For example, we have Spanish, French, you know, German, Russian, Ukrainian. There's so many different languages. You know, even there's Dutch, okay? A lot of times people get really erratic with people because they lack the understanding of that person's native language. And I know sometimes it is frustrating because you're trying to understand and comprehend what the person is conveying to you. And sometimes, like yesterday, for example, you know, I work at TJ Maxx. It's my second job. And there was a gentleman who said, you know, no habla ingles, habla español. For example. And I was like, okay. So what I did was I had an associate, a colleague who speaks Spanish, who's fluent in Spanish and English, but she was on the cash register, you know, ringing up a customer. So instead, I think the gentleman who I was helping check out at my cash register, he called, I don't know if this gentleman was a family member of his or not, a friend, but I was like, okay, so he got him. So I had this gentleman help me explain to him in Spanish, you know, because his, you know, his total came to $21.39 and he was trying to give me more money than what it was. And I was trying to explain to him, no, I just need to, you gave me $20. Okay. If you don't have the $1.39, then I just need two more dollars. And so finally, when the gentleman helped, translate for him from English to Spanish, then he was able to comprehend what I was saying. So in situations like that, we need to learn how to have some patience. I know patience is a virtue, as the Bible says, but you know, when you're dealing with people, and that's why I'm working so hard to try to work with corporate businesses and workplaces about having empathy and learning how to you know, deal with intercultural cross communications, because there are going to be people that we come into contact with, that we interface with, who may not be proficient in English. They may know a little English, or, you know, they might not be proficient yet in English, but, you know, they might speak it a little bit, but, you know, I'm pretty sure if they're working with people who are bilingual, that are helping them learn how to speak English and to speak another language. It's the same thing. Like if you're learning French, you know, you have to be around people who speak French. You know, my first language is English, but when I, for example, I started studying French. It wasn't until I got to eighth grade. I was in middle school when I started studying French, and then I continued with French when I got to high school, and in college I continued with French, and then after college I kept taking courses because I wanted to retain my knowledge of what I learned in French. And plus, I used to teach French. French 1 and 2. I taught that at the high school level for about, that was 2 years ago. And I also taught French to first graders. And so I'm saying that to say, you know, when we're dealing with people, we have to learn how to embrace people who may not speak proficient English or who may not speak proficient Spanish or French or German or Ukrainian, okay, or Russian. We have to learn how to adapt and accommodate ourselves with people who can help us to translate for those individuals who speak those foreign languages that we may not comprehend or understand. And that's how you problem solve. That's how we eradicate like the detriment by just finding people who can speak that language. And I think that, you know, finding people in our corporate businesses that can be a translator for that particular department in that company that you work for. If you can, if we can hire translators, and I know it costs money, but look for organizations, excuse me, look for a translator or interpreter translation service company that where they can hire interpreters and translators that can help translate for the language that you need help with translating, whether it be Spanish, French, German, Ukrainian, or Diwali, which is like a language that Native Americans speak. Any of those languages, though, I think that if you hire a translator and an interpreter, that can help alleviate cross-cultural inefficiencies in communications. Because that's part of diversity and inclusion, too, when we learn how to embrace other cultures, embrace other languages, embracing differences among other cultures and peoples and ethnicities and socioeconomic status. We could alleviate and eliminate all that and just, you know, work with people. And then if you're fluent in the language, then you can speak it too. You can help translate too. And whereas it's not just only that particular person that can only help interpret or translate in that particular language. And I find that in America, we really don't have the empathy when it comes to dealing with individuals or certain cultural groups that are, you know, different and that who speak different languages. You know, America is very diverse. We come in different shades of colors. We come in different shapes and sizes. And we also have different dialects. And we have different languages that are spoken throughout America and other countries. So if we can learn how to communicate, and that communicate is like not only just understanding the language, but finding ways to resolve the conflict and the detriment by collaborating with other people, finding those service and accommodating those individuals who may lack proficiency in English, who may lack proficiency in French, who may lack proficiency in Spanish or Ukrainian or German. We can find services to accommodate. That way, that can help the individual to advance and to master learning the language to where they can become proficient in those languages. And that way, they can be effective for your market or the corporate business world. So with that said, please learn how to be sensitive to individuals who speak a different language that's different from yours, whether it be English, whether it be French, Spanish, German, Ukrainian, or Russian. Try to put yourself in that person's shoes and understand that it's a process learning a language. and mastering a language. It's not something that happens overnight. It's a process. And you only learn a language by communicating and collaborating with other people who speak that language that you're trying to learn or master. But through collaboration and through communication and effective listening, you can master the language. Thank you for listening. I'm Pamela Haskell. Until we meet again, this is Diversity and Unity. Join me again next time for Diversity and Unity. I'm Pamela Haskell. Have a wonderful day.